Lesson 13. In the late 1800s, there were a few people in America who began to notice some problems within society. They noticed that the freedom Americans loved was not enjoyed by everyone. They noticed that there were many groups of people, especially African Americans and women, who had very few rights. One of these people was Lucretia Coffin. She was an activist in the anti-slavery and women's rights movement. Lucretia was born into a Quaker family in Massachusetts. The Quaker religion taught that women and men should have equal rights, and it encouraged women to speak out for what they believed in. Lucretia became a teacher at the boarding school she had attended. She later went on to become a religious leader, which gave her the opportunity to share her ideas with more people. Lucretia and her husband, James Mott, were both opposed to the slave trade. They refused to use cotton cloth, sugarcane, and other products produced by slave labor. Her husband supported her actions, and they often protected runaway slaves in their home. She became more interested in women's rights at an anti-slavery meeting in London. At the meeting, women had to sit in a separate area from the main meeting area. They could not participate in the meeting. Lucretia began to think that a meeting for women's rights was needed as well. Her idea grew into the Seneca Falls Convention, which is now known as the starting point of the women's rights movement. Throughout her life, Lucretia continued to work against slavery and for equal rights. She was one of the early leaders in these movements, and her views were considered unusual at the time. Although other Quaker men had been involved in the anti-slavery movement before Lucretia, she was one of the first women to work against slavery. Many people did not support her or her right to express her opinions. Many people tried to scare her by sending her death threats. In addition to her job as an activist, she also worked hard as a wife and mother. She found time for her activist work in addition to taking care of her 6 children. She was one of the early leaders in the movement to help make American society better for slaves and women.